With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A nationwide group looks to call attention to immigration reforms in all 50 states. Members of New American Economy are launching the I March for Immigration campaign. Their goal is to show how important immigrant workers are to produce ag products and keep the rural economy strong. Southeast South Dakota dairy farmer Lynn Bodewine says the extra help is not a luxury for his organization. He says his farm takes part in the federal H-2A temporary guest worker program.
But little known to a lot of people, that H-2A guest worker program was developed, 20, 30 years ago, and it was more designed around, it was seasonal and temporary labor around pickers, vegetable growers, and that. And it's administered by the United States Department of Labor. And one of the big issues is that dairy is not deemed temporary or seasonal, so it's really excluded.
Bodewine says his business has been able to grow and the dairy industry has been supported by immigrant labor. A release from New American Economy reads the group is made up of mayors and business leaders from all political parties who support immigration reforms as a means to spur job creation. In other news, at this hour, state Democratic Party officials are saying that Al Franken made the right decision to step away from his seat in the U.S. Senate. The Minnesota senator is in his second term. Aaron Madsen with the South Dakota Democratic Party says Democrats believe any kind of sexual harassment or misconduct do not have any place in the Democratic Party, the U.S. Congress, or the White House. He says it was appropriate for Franken to resign. In an address to the Senate this morning, Franken called representing Minnesota the highlight of his life. You're with SDPB. Good evening.